Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowest price guarantee.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Joseph Sternberg. He's in London. He writes political economics. He's also a Londoner. So we're going to turn to life in London, not during the pandemic, walk in the park, not during the moments of masking and queuing up at the local grocery store, but no, living in a city that was the center of the global attention. Some incredible number of people watched the funeral or parts of the funeral week. It went on for days. And the ceremony, the marching through town, the gathering of, the number I see here in the journal, 250,000 people paid their respects to the Queen. Did it change life in London, Joe? Did you see, you're in part of a London away from the downtown area where the marching was going on, where the cathedral is. Did it change all of life? Did you see more people in the streets, more people on the tube?
Well, interestingly, you saw fewer people, particularly for the funeral and the surrounding events on Monday. What was noticeable was that there really was a sense that this was a national occasion that everyone was participating in one way or another. So, I mean, a lot of stores, even the gym that I go to for exercise, shut down for a few hours in the middle of the day on Monday so that people could go watch the funeral on television and as a sign of respect to the late Queen. Certainly a lot of churches around the area were doing various memorial services in the weekend running up to the state funeral. On Monday itself, I stayed home and watched the proceedings on TV. I can tell you that looking out my window, the street was absolutely silent for large stretches of the day. The buses driving by were all empty, which suggested that a lot of people were staying home or had gone somewhere where they could gather together to watch events as groups. But definitely there was a sense that ordinary life had paused for a moment as people were marking their respect for the Queen and observing the funeral.
And now the Carolian era. Is there expectation on the television or in the newspaper? I've been searching for items about it. He's King Charles III. Has been prepared for this for decades. Is there an expectation that he will change the monarchy or change the flavor of the country? Good heavens, you're going through a series of crises, your European crisis, your United Kingdom crisis, the Tories crisis, Labour's crisis, as all these at one time. So it's hard to see the king through all of this. What is expected of him?
Well, it's hard to say. I think that right now, we now feel like we're in this period of watchful waiting to see what form the reign will take. I mean, certainly there was a great surge of public support and affection for King Charles over the past week because he really stepped into the role of representing the country as mourner-in-chief. And I think there was just a lot of human sympathy for the fact that here was a man whose mother had just died. And I think that a lot of people understand or can imagine how difficult that would be. But now that the funeral is over and the business of government is beginning again, and after a decent interval, the royal family will again begin its activities, people will be waiting to see what kind of monarchy he's going to have. And will he embrace the ceremonial and all of the pomp that Elizabeth II seems to have felt was so integral to the mystery of the monarchy and what really kept it going as an institution, or will Charles try to slim it down or modernize it in some way to make it a little less incongruous with a modern democracy? And at this point, people just don't know.
Yes. One simple fact is that the royal family has a great deal of wealth, real estate wealth, income wealth, savings, investments. The number I saw was $18 billion. I had no idea it was that much. I thought, they were rich once, but today we have billionaires in all directions. Is there anxiety about that display of wealth in the midst of what is going to be a rough patch, Joe, a couple of years here where the United Kingdom is going to be in tattered clothes.
Well, it is interesting to note that over the past week, there has not been a particular upsurge in Republican sentiment, you know, people who would suggest abolishing the monarchy entirely, except the one point that I think did seem to get a bit of traction with the public was an argument about whether Charles should pay inheritance tax, because legally the crown is exempt from that. And I think that that speaks to the fact that the family wealth will become a bit of a political issue, particularly as they're modernizing. And I think that although that was often a controversy during Elizabeth's reign, in the final analysis, the public ended up not being too exercised about it, just because they had such great personal affection for her. The people eventually concluded that they didn't mind all of the wealth that was there. Will that be different under Charles? Will he be able to maintain that degree of public affection that will allow the public to overlook some of these aspects of the monarchy that might otherwise make people very uncomfortable? Again, we're in watchful waiting on that point. We just won't know, and we might not know for several years.
Joseph Sternberg, he writes political economics for the Wall Street Journal editorial page. He's based in London, reporting on, that was the week that was, the last days of Queen Elizabeth and her burial, now to be replaced by the unknown country, the future of the Trussian era and the Carolian era. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.